we thank you, Lord, that you've given us, by grace, complete confidence in him. The Word made flesh that has dwelt among us. And that Word, praise God, that lives in us and abides forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How perfect is our God. And how wonderful all this precious worship today is in such unity because of his Spirit. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, the Lord God speaking to Joshua says to him personally, "Have not I commanded thee? Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." You know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like there's no one there to encourage you. You ever felt like that? Sometimes not only there's no one there to encourage you, all you have are ones around you, it seems, that want to discourage you. Sometimes you can't find one positive voice. Not one. Sometimes you feel like maybe you're at the most alone point you've ever been in your life. But right here we have the one voice that's always there. Always there. Always saying the same beautiful, encouraging command to us. That same encouragement for all of the sons of God. It's heard every single time. "Do he that hath an ear, have not I commanded thee? My sheep know my voice." Are you his sheep? You know this voice. You know this voice. "Have not I commanded you?" Isn't that beautiful? Not them, not all, not we, you. "I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Now you may say, "Well, the Lord did not command me like he did Joshua." And I'm here to tell you, oh yes, he did. This word "command" is so sweetly simple. It means he called you. And by the grace of God, the Lord has encouraged us and told us assuredly. We have been called with a holy calling. You know that? A holy calling. God didn't just call you. It's a calling with a holy calling. He's called you to be set apart to him. He's called you not to only stay in the camp. He's actually calling you to go unto him. Notice that's first, you go unto him out from among the camp. He wants us to be that vessel that is set apart, that is only for the master's use. Now, brothers and sisters, not only has he called us with a holy calling, God also has chosen us. Go on over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I love the encouragement that comes through these different vessels, but I'll tell you, sometimes I'm touched more through the word of God that was given to Peter than anyone, because I can relate to him. I can relate to having confidence in my own life, thinking somehow I could keep something, somehow I could be in such a devotion in my own strength to God. But God in his faithfulness said, "Honey, that is not going to happen. That's not going to last. And not only am I going to show you that you won't just fail, you're going to be a complete failure." And he does that because he's merciful. Because if I would keep going that way, there's no way that I could grow. The only way that a Christian can grow is in grace. Grace, 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 grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This one who loves mercy, who saved me because of his mercy, who bestows upon his vessels of mercy the riches of his glory. Amen? And so many times we don't think about, what does that really mean? What is he saying? Just get the grasp of what mercy is. And then you really understand you can't and couldn't work a thing. That's why God said so divinely, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. You're my workmanship. You're the clay. I'm the potter. We've been so thankful that I pray kids get to do that in school anymore. But I used to love when we go to art class and that teacher get out that big lump of clay and stick it on there. I thank the Lord that my mother brought the word to my heart. And then God quickened it. Because even as a kid, I saw that clay. And God spoke to me, honey, that clay don't do nothing, does it? Does it get up there and form itself and, you know, become this and get the water out and pour it on itself and all? It can't do a thing. It can't do anything. But the one thing it can be, it can be molded. It can have water that would come into it and oil. And then it got to be baked. Ooh, got to get in that kiln. But I looked so good. Oh, but we're not ready yet. And then you think about how beautiful the Lord does these things, and he brings that to your life. I told you, I got to go see that great glassmaker that was up there in Washington. Amazing what he can do with glass. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. But that's nothing compared to what God can do. But I remember watching those ones. They would take that glass, and they would put it in that little, and they called it the glory hole. I love that. It's got to go in the glory hole. And you'd think that glory hole would be this lotus land of ease, you know, how Brother Hill used to talk about that. It ain't no lotus land of ease. It's a furnace. It's fiery. It's ramped up so hot. And matter of fact, that glory hole, it says that it's hotter than some of the surfaces on the sun. And they put that thing in there after it looked so perfect and after it looked so done. And I said, well, it's done. It's fine. I'm telling you, by the time we sat there and sat there and sat. They still hadn't had that thing done. We walked out. But it looked like it was done 50 times over, but they kept working it and kept working it. And each time they'd put it in that glory hole, as you could kind of look back in there and see, those colors were never more magnificent than it was in there. Never more magnificent. Never more spectacular. But see, this is what God does. This is what God shows us. This is what God means. And this is what God's after. And that's why in such a one like a Peter, that was so confident in himself, God had to take him away of failure that I think maybe surpassed any and every one of the Christians that maybe testified of his faithfulness in the Word of God. How many of them sat there after they had been with the Lord, knew the Lord, talked to the Lord, been encouraged of the Lord, after the Lord even corrected him, Peter, it's not going to work that way. Peter, okay, I'm going to tell you something, son. Before this cock crows today, you're going to deny me three times. And absolutely, Peter denied him three times. And you, again, and I would have said, well, that's a guy that'll never be right. We're going to get rid of him. We're going to just cast him off. He's proven that there's no way he's just a talker. And what a failure. And here our precious Lord going to the cross, and he denied him the third time. After the Lord even warned him. But the Lord looked at him. I'm with you, Peter, wherever you go. Kind of get a picture why, really. I love Peter. Love that brother. And I sure love the Lord that loves him. Here you go. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, not just a priesthood, royalty. Royalty, come on, royal priesthood. A holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. His sheep hear his voice. Come on. And praise be to God. is not just calling you. He's called you. He's called you. That's why I love how the Lord told this to Joshua. Joshua, haven't I commanded thee? And think of this. He called you, and when did he choose you? In ages past. Before he ever started any of this creation, you were chosen in his Son. That's how much attention you've had since beginning. The very attention of God, complete everything. And we rejoiced again, and I'll get to that in a minute, but last week, all things are yours, all things are for your sake. So you get that. That's why beginning had you chosen in him in ages past, before that. Why? Because all that was for your sake. You weren't an afterthought, you were the beforethought. You understand that? Praise be to God. That's what love is. And this plan, praise the Lord, of the Savior, the only begotten Son of God, that would come, not only die, but live for you, and then die for you. And praise be God, be made sin for you, be raised for you. And now that humility and love to be seated at the right hand of God, to wait for you. Oh, how could we not just break out in praise right now? Come on. Be a good soldier. Do you hear him? Hearken. The commander of the troops, the captain of our salvation, listen. Be strong. Be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God goes with you wherever you go. Thank you. Amen. Thank him. Really, thank him wherever you go. Mentioned that earlier. David said, oh, but I made my bed in hell, and there he was. In the lion's den, oh, there he was. Huh? Jonah in the belly of that fish. There he was. I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. You going to get this? It doesn't matter. I abide faithful. Even when you believe not, I abide faithful. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. Come on, this is the same one, very God of very God, that spoke out of that bush. I am that I am. You on the backside of a desert today, just like a Moses, huh? That bush is burning, and it's speaking to you. I am that I am. Never changed. This isn't hard. Come on, now we are the sons of God. Now we are the sons of God. Jesus showed us this. You know what? He sure didn't look like King of Kings and Lord of Lords, did he? Huh? They follow after him. Wow, that's a mighty leader. Look at him. He's probably a little puny runt. No power, no strength, no nothing. I am that I am. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Amen. Now I take that, and I take that encouragement. Christ lives in me. That same one that he that's seen him has seen the Father. He lives in me. And I understand in the same fashion, it doth not yet appear what I shall be. But I'm telling you what, the faith of the Son of God that lives in me. But I know. Amen. Just like Jesus, that same precious life that said, oh, you can do what you want, but in 3 days, it's going to be builded back. You can say what you want, but I'm going to tell you something. I know when I see him, I'm going to be like him. You can do with this body what you want. You can tell me what you think about me. But I'll tell you what, there's only one mind that matters, and that's his mind. Now, Joshua had heard this same encouragement earlier. Do you know that? He heard this exact same thing. Go on over to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Oh, this is so marvelous, because this is so us. In Deuteronomy 31, Moses, this is his last counsel. And look what he says in verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It wasn't just for Moses. It was for Joshua. We're in that same first chapter, and I thank the Lord. I testified to it time and time again when the Lord called me to pastor. I remember it divinely like I'm right there right now. I was in that airport in Mexico coming back for Easter service. For Easter service as your pastor. He ordained me down there. I didn't get ordained here even though I did. He ordained me down in Mexico with angels. And that's the truth. If you hadn't heard that story, I'll give it to you someday. But I was sitting in that airport, and there I said, Lord, what am I? What do you want me to give? There came Joshua, chapter 1. Moses, my servant, is dead. Fell right to the page. It fell right open before God testifying to you. It fell right open. Moses, my servant, is dead. I will be with you as I was with him. The same way. The same thing. Now, let's stay with this. So Moses is telling Joshua this. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. It didn't stop there. And Moses called unto Joshua. Okay, Joshua, I know you just heard this, but I want you to hear this again. So you come here and said unto him in the sight of all Israel. So in case you forget, Joshua, I've got witnesses what I'm telling you again right now. Second time. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. Promise, amen. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Amen. And again, verse 8, that's what he says. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen, glory to God. He told them all, he told Joshua in front of them all, and then he told him again. The same words. But here we go now, a little bit later. Now we're in Joshua chapter 1. Something happened. You know what happened? Doubt had come in again. Doubt came back into Joshua's thoughts. And God was going to make sure this time, Joshua, this isn't through Moses. This assurance is through me. Have not I commanded thee? This word is that same word to you. And this same have not I commanded thee is the word speaking directly to you. To you. To you, to you, to you. It's the same. Have I not commanded thee, be strong. Be strong. Be of a good courage. Be not afraid. Oh, that's a lot of good being. Neither be thou dismayed. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. Just like Joshua, we're about to walk into our exceeding promise. Exceeding. And I thank the Lord. You know, you're not hearing this through Pastor Jess or Brother Hill. God now is personally telling it to you. There is a joy unspeakable and full of glory in here. That's because you're hearing him tell it to you. See, the Lord has to do this. The Lord has to take a Moses home. Joshua, it's me. It's always been me. I don't know if the Lord will tarry. I pray the Lord's encourage me and through me to encourage you. He might take me home. But he's still the same God. He's still the same one that says, have I not commanded you? It's never been a man. It never will be a man. It's I am that I am that commands thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So he's telling you personally, be strong. Go on in. Don't hesitate. Inherit your promise. This is not the time to be fearful. It's not. If there's ever a time not to be fearful, it's right now. And yet, it's so easy to be fearful. It's so easy to be doubtful. But that's because the promise is right there. It's always that way. That rain, the latter rain, it's always that hardest right before the end. The pressing always gets hardest right before the end. The ones that run the marathons, they'll tell you. They'll run, 26 miles or 24, whatever it is. I can't even think that far anyways. 24 feet's enough for me. It's about to the fridge. But they hit what's called a wall. Right there, a half a mile to go. I've seen them get into that last lap of the stadium. They've run great for miles and miles and miles, and then bam, their body gives out. They literally couldn't run another 100 yards to finish. God forbid that would beat me or you. I'll tell you what, it's a finish. It's a perfect finish. And it's not going to be any short of. It's all the way through. Now, here we go. See, the fearful and the doubtful, just like that one that didn't finish, they get shut out. They get left behind. But I thank the Lord, I'm not here to cause fear. I'm saying, that's not us. That's not who we are. We have the one that's assured us, our commander, I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. Oh, amen. Amen. That's grace that's going to do that, see? And that's why it's always going to be, I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, keep giving you that strength to run on, that power, that desire, the passion. I want that inheritance. My Jesus died for me to have it. I want it all. I mean, he did. He's called me to it. He chose me for it. I quit asking why. I just say thank you. I don't want to be around people that say, well, why? Oh, why? Why? Knock that off. That's dramatic. I'd rather just say, I'm it. I'm it. That's great. I'm so thankful. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what it is. I thank the Lord. Now, I understand this as well too. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. I know it was there for everyone. Everyone. God's not a respecter of person. But I'll tell you what, there's something about the foreknowledge of God. He foreknew me and his son. Oh, thank you. And what praise we have for that. So see, that's not us. We are, by God's grace, the overcomers that go in and take it, who believe God and thank the Lord. We receive that first fruit with him. We go in there with him. Hallelujah. I love that. I thank God. Now I'm going to tell you something. Going back to last Sunday, I was higher than high could be. He touched me so sweetly with that. I just so real. All things are mine. All things are for my sake. Man, Sunday was so wonderful, and then Tuesday came. Tuesday, I was grounded. But that was, again, just feeling. Everything was feeling. How about just faith, just standing on the promises of God? But I was grounded. After hearing and knowing that all things are mine, all things are for my sakes, I left that and went to Negative Island. Oh, I did. We had all this sweet cheering and all that. You go to Negative Island, everybody's sneering. You know, and that. You know that place, Negative Island, where, you know, I need my self-pity hut. I need doubt soup, you know, stuff like that. Insecurity pie, here we go. I love the Lord. He came over and grabbed that out of my hands and knocked that off. Have not I commanded thee? I needed some tough love, and he gave it to me. I heard him say, Jesse, have not I commanded thee? He didn't yell in my face either. I just heard him standing next to me. Brothers and sisters, we must believe and embrace that he is the God of the hills and the valleys. Amen? Amen, he is. God of the hills and the valleys. Praise the Lord. He's the God that makes the way of escape, but he was the God that made the furnace. Amen? He is the God that moves the mountains, but he's also the God that appoints a giant to my face. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I just really thought about this. I thought, you know, Lord, if there's one thing that we really take out of here today, fight the good fight of faith. Fight it. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. And immediately arise. Immediately arise. And remember this, though. Remember this. To arise, where did you have to be? You had to be down. You had to be down. And let's be reminded, we're humans. The beautiful part about it, we're human beings. Yeah, this is how God made us. It was his choice. Mercy, grace. He knew what he was dealing with, and it's beautiful to him. This is it. We're his masterpiece. But you have to be down first. It happens to all of us. But God help us. Make the choice. Don't stay down. Don't lay down. Arise. Get up. Praise the Lord. Feed upon him. Feed upon that word. Hear him. Hear him. Anything, everything today. Have not I commanded thee? And put your name right there. Put it in the front and the back. Jesse, have not I commanded you? Jesse? Hear him. Hear him. Praise the Lord. The prophet Elijah, what did he say? Oh, thank you, God. I'm watching you destroy all these prophets. Oh, those ungodly. He did it so marvelously. Brought that fire down from heaven. Boom. Saw all that. Not even a day later, this guy's laying underneath a tree. Oh, Lord, she's going to kill me. Let me die. A prophet. The man of God. God's chosen vessel. It is so amazing. It's crazy. That's what God deals with me. He's drawn to crazy. I tell him that. I just love him for it. Oh, hallelujah. By him I hold together. By him I consist. There's no other helmet for my, no other hat, nothing but the helmet of salvation. I've saved you and I've called you to salvation with eternal glory. Arise. I see his face. I see his sweet eyes. The most tender friend, the most tender lover. As I'm down, he gets down. He doesn't just look at me like this. He gets down and he's looking into my face and he picks me up. I love him so. But we're human. And I'm thankful to God. I realize, oh, wretched man that I am. And I realize, oh, in that, Lord, I see your grace. That my commander has called me. And praise be to God, he's put me back on my feet. He's put me back on my feet. And we're not starting over. It's like we're higher or lower. I don't know where we're going. Kind of like old Abraham. But see, as we close this, the devil just wants you to quit. And I will tell you, I know this. It's easy to quit. It's easy to quit. It's easy to turn back. The halfway house feels like an accomplishment. But it's not the place to turn back. It's the place to say, Lord, I'm rejoicing we're halfway there. But I'm going to tell you something, brethren. We're way more than halfway there. We really are. It is so close. It's so near. And I will tell you this, as you well know, I'll just remind you, this has been the toughest time the whole race. It just is. Because it's that way, because he's that God. We don't continue on, naturally speaking, increasing. We get tired. But God. And he showed us, even in his universe, the only thing that we see increasing at an increasing rate. That's what the word of his grace does. You start to falter. You start to fall short. You start to just get tired. The word of his grace comes in and, man, you're out like a cannon. You know what I'm talking about. You just keep going. It's so marvelous. But brothers and sisters, you know, those with the prize in their eyes, praise God, they're going to win. Said it earlier, we didn't come to compete, we came to win. Amen. I got my crown, I just want to go across and show the trophy that he given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my faithful God, I'm running a champion. I'm not trying to be a champion, I'm running a champion. Isn't that something? I'm running a race, I've already won. Uh-oh, what did he say? I'm believing him. I'm believing him by his grace. Hold that fast which thou hast. That's the assurance, praise God, that I've won. When are we going to have confidence in grace? When? When? I do not want to doubt it. I want it now. I want it now. I'm counting him faithful. Oh, hallelujah. So here we go. Have not I commanded thee? Hear him say, we got this. Be strong and of a good courage. You can do all things through me. Be not afraid or dismayed. Be strong in the power of my might. I'm always with you. I've got your back. And here's the best part. I hear him say this all the time. There isn't one thing that we can't do together. I tell you what, I'm going in. Oh, yes, I am. And those that want to get in my way, I'll tell you what, we're taking heads. You mighty man, we're taking heads. Oh, hallelujah. There's giants in the land, and I'm praying by the grace of God. Lord, if you appoint them, put them there. I'm taking heads. Oh, praise his name. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
I beseech you, beloved.
Yes.
Walk worthy of your vocation with all lowliness, meekness, endeavoring, forbearing to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Jesus.
Bring it to the Lord, for he is worthy.
Father. Father, we come to you in thanksgiving in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you again that we're in the hand of your Son. His hand is in your hand. And Lord, as you said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. You're the keeper. You're the high tower, the shield, the buckler. Lord, you know our thought afar off. You know the hair on our head. Lord, thank you, God. You've said we are the apple of your eye. Lord, I thank you again, our salvation, our redemption. Lord, justified, glorified, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Lord, you've been made it all to us. God, help us to not be of little faith, but Lord, truly to be as one that would be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God, increase and enlarge our steps. Lord, as brother encouraged, only by the power of the Spirit, you must increase and I must decrease. Lord, thank you again for that perfect keeping. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.